You're good. So, okay. What was your childhood?
So let's unpack your childhood.
So I know, I really need to know, what was your childhood growing up like? I think we should move like I need to know like everyone's life story when I meet them, like not every single thing, but I'd love to know where people started and like how they got to where they are. So I'm just curious. I'm very curious, like what was it like? Like what was going on?
Honestly, I had a really good childhood. I feel like I don't even know where to start. I grew up with like my dad's side of the family basically. So I was like half raised by like my grandparents, half raised by my like parents. And then I have a brother that is 1 year younger than me, which is like, we've always been so close. So I don't even know like what.
That's just like
a broad question.
Let me ask about your dad, because I know like an artist. Her dad's super cool. What do you guys like make things together? Like what was the connection?
My dad has always like loved art, and I've always been surrounded by art because of my dad. And when I was younger, like I always used to go to museums with him, specifically the MFA. I used to go with my grandparents as well. And I used to like go there with him, and I'd like bring my little notebook and like start, like I would draw like what I saw. I feel like that's where like my like artistic kind of side started. But he like just always has projects that he does. A lot of the art in our house, he like did himself.
And like what just, mediums are we talking?
Like about? Everything, like literally everything. Like he's done like paint, he does like photography. He's done like this like project where like he filled these Coke bottles with like paint and like put them in this glass case and like hung them on our wall. Like he's just like does everything that he.
Like your house is a museum basically.
Yeah, like yeah, basically.
So you're just constantly inspired. Like when I go to museums and stuff, like, or like when I'm around like people like you, like that's when I'm inspired.
I'm inspired by you.
This podcast is not about me. This is all about my subject, which is you. But so I know your brand, Salwa. Wait, it was previously called something else, right? The very last job.
It was no. Okay, that's why people got so confused with this because okay, my
let's clear the air.
So the Instagram name was old, like for a while was The Very Last Strawberry. I literally did that because like originally the logo that I was gonna make for my brand was like a strawberry. I just really love strawberries, so that's what I was gonna start with. And also it was like a cool little like The Very Last Strawberry. The first word is T, the last word starts with an S, so it'd be like Tia Selwa, which is like my name. And originally the brand was Tia Selwa, but then I cut off the Tia. Just because I wanted to be like less personally associated with it. So it's just Selwa's my grandmother's name. So it's just my grandmother's name.
So you don't follow yourself on Instagram account?
No, I don't.
So no one knows.
I just like want to be like less like connected to it. I don't really know how to explain it.
I feel like I understand that.
I just didn't want it to be my name. Like I felt like it was so like.
The Selwa's your middle name?
Yeah, my middle name. Yeah.
And Selwa's your grandmother. So let's talk a little about your grandmother. Like, I know she's obviously the inspiration for what Selwa is, but like you said, like your grandparents were kind of like half of who raised you. So, you know, where what was the initial spark? Like, was it a moment with her where it's like,
I started like making artwork my senior year of high school again. I like had a long period of time where I stopped doing art completely. And then I took an art class in high school and started it again. My grandmother, like in high school, that's like when she got dementia. So I was kind of inspired because growing up, she would always like tell me stories about her childhood in Palestine. So I felt inspired to like create artwork that would carry on like her memory basically. So it started with like literally one painting that I spray painted, and I used like stencils of her face on it and like flowers and like parts of the keffiyeh, and that's kind of where it all started. And from there I slowly went into painting clothing and then making and sewing clothing. So she started as my I was really close to her when I was younger too, so it was just basically paying tribute to her.
It's beautiful, and I love like that you do a lot of mixed media too. You draw inspiration from, you know, your grandmother and other figures, I'm sure, and like different elements that like resemble like Palestine. So I love like, I don't know, I love the way that you all tie together. Mid matcha break.
Matcha break.
I want you guys to hear that. So it seems like it was a pretty seamless transition from, you know, making art into fashion and sewing, which is like basically an art itself. But is there something like, I know how you got into that with like your dad being an artist and everything, but like what got you into like fashion, like specifically?
Honestly, it was the Black United Body fashion show at Bentley. Like, that's, like, how I actually pushed myself to, like, learn how to sew and get more into fashion. Because I tell this story, like, so many times. Like, I've told it to everyone. But, like, I went to the fashion show in high school. And I was, like, after I saw it, I was, like, yeah, like, I'm going to be a designer one day. I didn't know how. Like, I had never sewn before. Like, not really done much fashion. But I was, like, I'm going to get there one day. So I started to learn how to sew freshman year at Bentley, self-taught. And I was actually inspired by Steven Calvaca. Calmero.
Who was also a designer.
Who's also a designer show. Who taught himself to sew. So I was like, maybe.
You can go to a business school and still be into fashion, guys.
Yeah, 100%. And I feel like there are a lot of people. Actually, not a lot of people.
Not a lot, but like the ones that there are, it's like fire.
Like, yeah, it's like really into real, fashion. Yeah. So that's basically where my inspiration started. And what really pushed me to get more into fashion. And then being a part of, like, the e-board for planning the fashion show also, like, gave me a lot more, I guess, intellect on the fashion world.
I love that. I wish we were on, like, background, like, the VUB fashion show. This is a fashion show that happens every year at Bentley. I was, like, the previous marketing director mm-hmm. and, like, creative director my freshman year, but then I didn't do it anymore, and then you took over.
She basically
took my spot, but she executed beautifully. And not only was she the marketing director, which is like a huge role in a really huge fashion show, but like was also a designer. Like, I don't know how many people were doing that. Steven did that, and you basically fell in his steps because he did the same exact thing, but literally still executed like so. Like I need to know, like, how were you able to balance that? How were you able to actually like get it done seriously?
Honestly, the team that I had, because marketing was kind of split within the e-board. So like we had like someone else, which was Joe, on like social media, which normally it would have been like just the marketing person, but instead it was like, what is it, back marketing. And yeah, so she was on social media, so I was more doing like kind of the graphic designs back of the scenes. And then we had like a shadow too that would kind of like, which was Mo. And now he's gonna be marketing. I love him. But who, like, if I wasn't able to do something, he would like take over, which he did a really good job doing when he had to pick up my slack when I got closer to the show and I had to like get my stuff together as a designer. So it was mostly just like having a team. But honestly, it was hard because I'm like a really big procrastinator. So when I was making the clothes, I honestly like did a lot of stuff really last minute. And then, like, on top of that, I had to do some marketing stuff. But at the end of the day, we got it done.
And after seeing, like, your models, like, walk in little, like, pieces that you made, and even though things were last minute, like, did you ever feel like, oh, I should have changed this or whatever? Or, like, were you pleased and, like, happy with how everything turned out?
Honestly, I feel like I was satisfied with how everything came out. It was, like, a really surreal moment when I, like, got to, when we did rehearsal and I got to see all of, like, the models wearing the clothing. Because it had like just taken so long to get to that point, or like had felt like a long time. It was only like a couple of months, but.
And you also did some collaboration pieces as well.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
Calmero, which we just brought up Steven, but we collaborated on a bag. He has a collection of ruched bags in like different colors. And what we did is like did a collaboration with that where like the bag is like ruched on the bottoms and then on the bottom. And then there's like leather barbed wire as the handle for the bag, which was like a symbol basically of Palestine and, you know, the West Bank and how like the open air prisons. So I wanted to like show that through like a piece of clothing. And I've always wanted to work with Steven. Like I literally saw him at the fashion show from before I became friends with him. So it's like crazy that I'm like friends with him now. I'm about to gas him up so much. Like he's listening, like, Steven, you're a celebrity to me.
And you released the bags, right?
They're released. We're still making them.
They're amazing.
Calmero.com.
And you also had another piece, the long sleeve, the shirt.
The short sleeve? Yeah.
I'm not talking about that one. The one with the tatuajes.
Yes. That was with Noura, which is, she is a student at BU. I met her through the director of the fashion show because they're like really close friends. But she does tatuajes and she's
which
like,
is just one example.
Oh, it's Palestinian embroidery. It's basically like as a means of storytelling, and there's like different symbols that mean different things. Usually like they were used, or people would, women specifically would like embroider what they saw like in nature or what they saw around them. So I collaborated with her and she embroidered this like white jacket that I made, and we used symbols from Gaza, and I think we used a tree and we used flowers because I used a lot of like nature motifs in my collection. Yeah, it was just super cool. That was like, I think probably my favorite piece.
Of my favorite pieces. No, I was like, I need to borrow that. I need to style this.
No, like, please do. No. I want you to style it.
The best thing about having friends who can make clothes is like, like at the fashion show, especially because you're just making that piece for the show. It's like,
yeah. Let me wear that. No, like, please, like, it's right now just sitting in my closet.
All
right,
so. Well, we're at your crib.
You can just say the amount of like clothing pieces that I have from Steven, though, is actually insane, that I'm like have on hold from him.
Yeah, but you wear like when you remodeled the clothing too, like one purple piece, I wore that, you wore that.
No, I know.
But like everyone who's worn it is just so like, and that's what I love about, I don't know. Okay, so far we're like 17 minutes in, but I feel like we've mentioned so many names, and I think that kind of goes to show like how much like community is like a big thing, like,
yeah,
especially when you're in the creative space, like collaboration and drawing inspiration from different people in your life. Like I think every, like, this is not a individualistic
no,
thing.
It's
like
not.
you really need the right people around you. And that also like keeps you going, because I'm sure you have like creative blocks. Like what do you do? Because I've been on a creative block for quite some time. But then when I'm around the, like when, like we go to school together, so when I'm around like people like you, or we're just like hanging out, like I'm like, wait, and it's not the right, it's not a time where like I can just go like pick up a paintbrush or like start sewing or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I need these people around me to like, I don't know, it's not even like you really have to like say like, okay, go do this, but it's just like the aura, I don't know how to describe it.
Well, I agree with you. I think honestly when you're having creative blocks, you just need to surround yourself with people who are inspiring, which I feel like is honestly like a lot of my friends and a lot of people from Bentley. Either that or just like, I love going to museums. Like I will go to the MFA when I'm like on a creative block, because I feel like it's like inspiring to like look at, you know, different things.
With friends or alone, do you ever do solo?
I honestly do a lot of solo like walk around MFA. I do like going with friends though, but it takes a lot longer to like get through the museum when you're going with friends.
I was gonna say you're like the real museum person. Like you're not the go to the museum and take flicks and not even look at the art. Like you are like an actual, you deserve to be there. You're not there for the flicks.
I deserve to be in a museum.
No, you deserve, I mean, yeah.
No, I actually like love museums. Like I don't even know how to explain it. Like I feel like I've been made fun of for this, but like I thoroughly like love going to like the Museum of Fine Arts, walking around, looking at everything. Not just take, I mean, pictures are nice.
Pictures are nice. One day you're gonna see yourself in the museum, man. Whether it's the MFA, yeah, the ICA,
that would be crazy.
Wherever, somewhere.
I don't know about
I
that.
I went to the Contemporary Art Museum in San Diego. That one inspired me so much, and then nothing came from it. So that's my thing. Like I feel like, I don't know if you get this, but like you get really inspired.
And
just like I was saying before, but then nothing happens. I think at some point, like you gotta just like push yourself.
Part of it is just like discipline and pushing yourself, I think. But it can be hard. Honestly, I think if you go out like somewhere inspiring, like bring a notebook and like write stuff down that you think is inspiring, or like draw something.
Okay, onward.
No, like yes.
No, I have this one notepad that is so valuable. Like I take it to, like it honestly started off as my, actually I don't even know, it started off with the grocery list, the first thing, and then I had to use it because I didn't buy any notebooks for class when I started school.
Yeah.
And then once I used to go to these like entrepreneurship, like not lectures, like I don't know what it's called, like listening sessions, almost basically just hear them talk. I take so many notes down, like so many pieces of advice. Like if I ever lose that, not that I've ever even looked back at it, but I will eventually.
You will eventually.
But I love that. Do you have any other like pieces of advice that you'd give, especially to like, I guess young creatives, like looking to start their own brand, or not even just brand, but just looking to get more into this like,
I feel like you just have to, like, you just have to start. Like, you can't just, I mean, we were talking about this earlier about how you've been, like, pushing back doing the podcast because you, like, want it to be perfect, which I feel like a lot of people do, and it prevents them from starting new hobbies or, like, getting into something. But you literally just have to start. Like, if, for example, like, painting, if you think you're gonna be bad at it, like, just do it. And then eventually, like, the, you know, practice makes perfect. Same with, like, how I did with sewing. Like, I was not good when I started. I didn't know how to sew. And then I just kept practicing and taught myself, and that's how I got there. But I honestly think, like, the biggest thing is, like, surrounding yourself with people that inspire you.
I actually started this podcast. I mean, it's different now. I might not even have the episodes once I post this, but I started it almost 2 years ago. And for my laptop, I had just one Blue Yeti microphone, and I just recorded. I didn't even edit. I just posted. And then I stopped for some reason because I was so, like, caught up. Like, I need to make it perfect. And but, like, nobody who's ever started anything starts off perfect. And I think you also kind of have to be okay with, like, criticism. Like, have you ever, like, gotten criticism?
No, 100%.
Wait. Really?
Well, more about, like, the stuff that I've done, like, for marketing, which I feel like you just need to know how to take criticism is, like, a big, like, you can't not, like, you can't be stuck in your ways. You need to know how to take criticism for people. But marketing wise, definitely I've taken criticism, rightfully so. Like, sometimes I'll, like, look at something and I'll be like, yeah, I agree. Like, this, I need to fix this. Like, this was bad. Brand wise, I, like, work by myself right now with my brand. Like, I don't have anyone else. Like, I run the whole thing by myself. So I guess I don't really take any criticism. Girl, but boss. Like, there's self-criticism. Like, I look back at things that I did and I'm like, no. Like, I wish I did this differently.
So it seems like you've done a lot in your 20?
20.
Okay, I was going to say
no.
That.
No, 20. Don't go more down 20.
Guys, I know my subject. Don't worry. Just... you've done a lot in your 20 years of life, especially I think probably within the last like 5 years or so.
Yeah.
Or even a couple years. Like, less. Like, even like college maybe.
I'd say like college, like, is when I started doing stuff. High school was rough, so.
It's funny because we met at, because like I was a like ambassador thing for this, like, it's like this pre-orientation program for like first year students of color, and she was a freshman like attending, and I remember when I met you, and then, and I don't remember a lot of things, so I don't even know how I remember this, but I met you, and like she was a commuter because I also commute, and then I think I just learned that you were like half Palestinian like me, and then like I think maybe Ashley or someone was telling me about like you were like into like, I don't know, like she was just giving me a little bit of a rundown of you, and I was like, we're gonna collab, like, and I honestly knew, I was like, we're gonna do something, and we've been talking about even collabing like an art piece or something, and now here we are. This is not the end either. This is just
this is just the beginning. This is like the first thing we're collaborating on.
But another figure, Ashley, gotta have her on the show one day.
No, we actually have to have Ashley. Like, Ashley, like, this is so serious. Like, Ashley, like, mother, like, big figure, like, inspired me. Like, she's the reason, like, why I did, like, any of the creative stuff at Bentley that I've done. I, like, tell her this all the time, and she's so, like, humble about it. And I'm like, girl, like, you were the one that, like, got me where I am.
She literally, you better be listening right now.
Yeah,
she
like, has- I hope she's listening.
Gonna bring it up that we brought her up. Well, that if she'll text us if we know.
Oh, so we know if she actually listened.
Exactly. No, but Ashley, if you're listening to this, we love you. Please come back to.
Please come back.
But yeah, no, like people like her. That's why I get so sad when my creative like friends leave. So like it's just so, I don't know, being around, and also she could do ASMR. She has the most calming voice.
No, her voice. No, you need to. Wrong.
Wait, I don't even know if I'd have her on. You guys wouldn't even hear. Like sometimes I just can't. But so it seems like a lot of people have been very impactful for you, but I think you've definitely had an impact on so many different people, probably more than you even think. Like what has been the most rewarding? Is there any like not like feedback, but has there been any moments where someone said something to you or like you realized like, whoa, like I actually did something that like meant something to someone? I don't know, that like one moment where it's like, wow, like this is why I'm going to keep going.
Yeah. One thing is like, I think a lot of people's reaction after the fashion show was super rewarding, especially like individuals like from the Middle East or from Palestine and their reactions to it. The director of the fashion show, Anwar, had told me that one of his friends said that like my set made her emotional because it like made her feel like she was home in Palestine. And I was like, that's like probably like the best like compliment I've ever received. And it's just like stuff like that, I think, that keeps me inspired and keeps going. Because if like, if I can give you that feeling, like that's the most like rewarding thing ever. So yeah, I think definitely like people's reactions to like what the pieces that I made for the fashion show thus far.
You also donated a piece as well, or you donated the funds from one of the pieces?
Yeah. For everything, we've like donated things.
I think your one like painting, I don't know if it was,
a painting that I made, the proceeds were donated to ANERA, ANERA, which is like basically a nonprofit organization that like helps refugees from the Middle East.
I think when you can tie in a philanthropic aspect to, I guess I say that word wrong, like a charity aspect like that into your work, like, I don't know, I think it adds a whole level of like, meaning to it, because like you did something, but you also like you did something. And I think especially now, like, do you feel like since like October, like there's been a shift or like more of a push in you to like continue to create more, or like how did it, because like you always had this Palestinian-based brand, but like how did things shift then?
I think after October, it honestly, I think, pushed me to be louder about it. I think that so many people are really like uneducated about Palestine and the Middle East in general. So I think like educating through art is like one of the best things that you can do, and through fashion as well. Just because it pulls people's interest in. Like, I know a lot of people that didn't know a lot about Palestine and the genocide, but like because they were interested in my like clothing pieces, they like push themselves to educate themselves more about it, which I think is like probably like why I do what I do.
And like all the models you had to probably really didn't know even that much, but because they were wearing your clothing, like I'm sure that inspired like more conversation, like wanted to understand like what they were really representing.
No, exactly. Yeah. And what was really cool too, like backstage, I think before we went on, a couple of the models were like, were like, free Palestine, this is for Palestine. I was like,
in the audience, I mean, how many people were at the show?
I honestly don't even know how many people were at the show.
At least like 600 or so.
Something like that. Yeah.
There was and not even that, like even if you weren't at the show, it was streamed live. It was everywhere. Like it had a great reach.
Yeah. Which was very cool that it was streamed live, because some of my friends that weren't in Boston got to see it as well. So
I love that. Do you have any, I need to stop saying I love that. sometimes my responses are like, I just sound like, all right, shut up. But do you have any plans to expand more, or like what future? I don't want you to give away too much what's coming next.
Yeah.
Any teasers for like new projects coming up, or what we can be on the lookout for?
Well, there's two jackets that I made for the show.
That I also need to wear.
That I actually want you to model for, actually. I forgot to like bring this up with you. Anyways, I wanted you to model the white one.
Wait.
But that's releasing like mid-August.
Oh my god, release it on my birthday.
Wait, when is your birthday? Oh my god, you're Leo.
August
18th. Like, period. I'll release it on August 18th. Right now I'm working on a dress and I'm learning how to embroider. So that's my only teaser so far. I do want to do more collabs in the future, hopefully. Honestly, right now I've just been chilling though. Like, it's summer. I like should be like doing more stuff and planning things for Selwa, but I've been living life.
I feel like when you push yourself so hard for like a good amount of time, like you need those breaks, because you'll hit burnout. Like,
no, yeah, I agree. I think after the fashion show I was like, yeah, like I need to like take a long break, because yeah, it was I don't think it burned me out, but it was just like a lot. So I think I need time to regenerate before going on to my next thing. So I'm more doing kind of like small projects. I'll get to bigger ones maybe when the fall comes. Yeah. So
we'll hold each other accountable for
that. No, we will.
So I don't want to jump back completely, but I stalked your LinkedIn and you are a self. You are a self.
Wait, I'm so interested to hear what you say.
I don't even. Self-proclaimed, is that what they use? Is that what
self-proclaimed?
You say? Self-proclaimed marketing strategist?
Self-proclaimed?
Did you know that?
Wait, what
you're
do
a
you
marketing
mean?
Strategist.
Yeah, for my job. Wait, why is it that self-proclaimed?
No. Okay, wait. No, at first, I thought that was your I thought that was your LinkedIn header, but that's your actual...
No, that's my actual job.
Okay.
No,
but I don't know why. Okay, that's what it says on the screen. And then when I clicked on it, I was like, wait, it's not there anymore. I didn't scroll that much, but... Okay, scratch that. So I sucked your LinkedIn and I saw that you are a marketing strategist, not self... I don't know if it's the previous part's going to be edited out, but no, you are a marketing strategist for your job. Tell me about your job.
I love my job. It's okay. So I work for a nonprofit.
I love how that was the first thing you said. It's a good. We should all be working jobs that we love. Just kidding. We don't.
100%. No. Yeah.
If we have the privilege to
work. Yeah. So I work for a nonprofit called Acidon, and they have a youth program called Youth in Charge, and I am their marketing strategist.
Sorry, I like, guys, I take really deep breaths.
You just looked so bored at what I was saying.
No, sorry. No, I take deep breaths and I keep trying to back up from this and like breathe so you can't hear. But she's right in front of my face. Okay, sorry.
Where was I? Yeah, I'm their marketing. Okay. Yeah, don't look at me. I'm their marketing strategist. I started being their marketing strategist last summer, but I've been working for them for 2 years. I started working for them like right after I finished high school. And I actually was in like the youth program, which does like a lot of community organizing, social justice, like workshops, things like that. And then I slowly transitioned into marketing strategist since marketing's my major. And I already was like doing the social media and graphic designing things. So I just took on that role.
Do you feel like that has kind of helped you out with your own brand? Like, I feel like,
no, yeah, it I definitely feel
like
has.
Experience that you have, because everything seems self-taught, like the graphic design, like the sewing, like all having those experiences probably are just benefiting like you, like
yeah,
an artist.
No, it definitely has helped a lot. I think that especially like having to keep like a brand image, I guess, has helped me like find my own brand image for Selwa. Like definitely my job and then also like marketing for the fashion show. So those two things have definitely helped with my personal branding. But personal branding is so difficult. Like I feel like having to like market myself is like, I dread it. I don't like
and
it.
And you want to be like, you want to be original, but then you want to be different, but then you want like a certain aesthetic, but then yeah. I think you just like things don't stick, but I feel like that's okay. Like I don't know, I think it's definitely really difficult, but I personally really admire the way that you market. Like yeah. you guys have to all click on her Instagram afterwards, both personal and your actual brand account. And I feel like even if, I don't know, like the vibe right now is great. I don't know. But see, that's the outside perspective. No, like, I think that's what we were talking about before we even started recording, like or maybe we did. But the way that like we see ourselves and what we do is way different than.
From what other people see. I feel like we just get in our heads about things. I don't know. If I could have someone do marketing for me, I would, honestly.
But do you think it would, do you really think that you'd have the same, like they'd be able to, not that they wouldn't be able to execute it well, but like be able to execute it the way that represents you. Cause I feel like your brand is so personal mm-hmm. where it's like things that just come from your mind is like, it's kind of like who you are almost in a way. I'll do a personal episode once to just like give background. But once I started brainstorming so much, I was like, this is like everything with like who I am. And I think that's like for you, but I think in the future you could get some help.
No, I think I could in the future. I think just like, I feel like being sometimes too close to it can be a problem. Because I think it causes me to overthink a lot of things. And sometimes I feel like I would need an outside perspective on marketing in general. Because I just tend to overthink a lot of things just because it is so personal to me and I'm so connected to it. But I feel like if you did my marketing, like you would be able to execute
it. How about with this? We just do each other's marketing.
100%.
Like reach out for like, with Instagram, it's like, wait, should I do this post? Can you, like, you do it first? Like, but I think you definitely need one person to, like, touch base with and not get too many people involved. I think that's when it gets complicated and it's actually more harmful because you're getting too many opinions.
And if they're too different, like, you're just not going to get anything done.
I feel like you'd go to your dad a lot. Is that, am I right or am I wrong? Not for everything.
For some things, yes. Yeah. I feel like my dad just like, but my dad is like so supportive. Like whenever I post something, he's like, I really like the execution of this.
So you never know if it's even really bad. He'll always support you.
Well, actually, no, he would tell me if something is bad actually. But no, yeah, sometimes I do go to him for advice. He would tell me if something is bad though, and I would probably take it down.
So have you ever done the collab piece with him?
No, but I want to. I should. He modeled for the jacket.
Yes.
Like he did a little video. He was really excited about that.
No, I think I saw that. I love that. I feel like especially like family support. Like I feel like maybe your relationship to dad's like me with like my mom, who she'll tell me the real thing, like which is helpful. She'll tell me how it is. Like before, when I posted posted episodes, she's gonna be a guest probably my next one. I've posted an episode and she listened to it and she was like, Layla, like, how are people gonna listen? I don't even know verbatim what she said, but it was like, Layla, like, people gonna listen to this? Like, it's not, like, delete it. Like, she was like, what are you telling me? But, and I had to balance, because like, in my head, I'm like, she doesn't get it. Like, she just doesn't, she's not a podcast person. Like, she doesn't listen to podcasts. She doesn't get it. But then after I let that criticism marinate a little bit, I was like, okay, maybe you're right. And I think I did end up re-recording and reposting, which was fine. But see, everything was just like an experiment. Like so many things that I did, I just threw them and I just did them. And honestly, didn't talk about my podcast unless you saw me in person.
Yeah.
I like didn't post about it.
Well, you had the podcast link in like your bio. I remember when I was stalking you. Yeah, and then I took it. Do you remember when I sent you your own Instagram post? Guys, no. I used to like Layla was like my idol. Like I literally used to like tell people about you. I'd be like, her style is so good. Like I go to school with this girl. Like, and I was like trying to send like a fit that you had to one of my friends. And instead of sending it to her, I sent it to Layla. And I was like, look at this fit. And Layla was so confused. I was like, sorry, I meant to send it to someone else.
No, props to you for not unsending it.
I think we had the unsend then.
Did we not?
No, because unsend that.
No, but then that's the thing. Like then when like you get that, it's like, wow, you're kind of gassed. But like that's why like supporting your friends is so like, even if you have like one thought, like if I'm like thinking about my friend or something, like I'm gonna text them, and who knows if they were having a bad day or something, and then because I texted them, like you, I don't know, like you were like, oh, like, you know what I mean? But same thing, I talk about you all the time, like you know that. And I've told you, like I've been in spaces where I was literally at the MFA and
we were crazy.
Oh my god, I'm getting to reply to this girl, the same, literally this girl's text that I talked to you about, because
she texted you
again.
Oh okay.
I'll talk about that after.
Okay.
Oh my god, yeah, we have to go to this thing next week. All right, I'll tell you. Okay. But I was just, we were at the MFA, and this lady who works there, she was taking us through, I don't know, basically showing us art, and we're talking about different like community events in Palestine and things like that. And then you just like, I don't know, my mind went to you, and then I brought you up and I was showing everyone like your work and stuff. I was like, oh my god. And then I was like, hey, what's your Instagram? I need to follow her. And then the other lady, I connected you with her. She reached out to you, right?
Yeah, no, we like met at the MFA and
Her. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, the story probably doesn't even make sense. I don't know if I'm explaining it right, but anyways, like I brought you up. But that and something else, I don't know where I was, but I was like, you have to see this girl. Like,
oh my God.
Like you have to be.
This is why you need to be my marketing person.
No, you have to be your friend's like ambassadors. Like anytime that I'm walking around, like if I'm wearing my Camara bag and someone just says, oh, I like your bag. Like, it's not like, oh, thank you. It's like, oh my
this
God,
is my friend.
Oh, this is like, this is Camara. Like you need to follow their Instagram, you need to buy it. Like I'm basically like advertising for my friend.
I honestly love it. I love advertising for people. Like with the Calmero bag, whenever I'm wearing it, I'm like, yeah, like my friend made this. Buy it now.
No, seriously, but I think like yeah, like having that support, like we said before, is just so. It just like it's so important. I think having the right people around you. But
no, exactly.
So we're almost nearing the end. I think going back to like why I really wanted to have this podcast. This might be my first episode. I'm not gonna lie.
Wait, haven't recorded any other?
I have plans to, but no, you're my first one that I actually did. And I was almost going to reschedule again. But I think the main thing is that, because I love listening to podcasts, and I think it's so, like you click on you play a podcast, whether even it's like a book or a show, whatever, podcast, movie, whatever. Because they have like movie podcasts. I think that's what they're called. But anyways.
Where you can listen to a movie?
Like, basically. It's something like that. It's like a movie or a TV show podcast, but that's so besides the point. But it's like you listen to something and then you get inspired and then Like, you know, it all makes sense once this is all, you know.
Like, maybe this will inspire someone. Honestly, I feel like talking, like, just this interview, like, has inspired me.
No,
like,
bro,
I'm like, wow, like, let me go do stuff.
No, I'm literally sitting here right now, like, okay, when I get home.
No, yeah.
And also the wall that I'm looking at, it's literally, it's literally just, like, paintbrush strokes. It's literally, like, I can't, I get, I'm just, like, staring at this the whole time. That's why I'm not looking
we
at
have
you.
Two different, like, I'm looking at the view of Boston. I'm like, wow, like, let me go outside and do stuff.
It's so nice out right now.
No, yeah.
Wait, let's take a sip.
My, like, matcha has, like, melted.
Oh, we didn't talk about matcha.
Like, we need to talk. Let me pull up my list, actually. Wait, I'm actually gonna, are we gonna talk about?
Okay, so I wasn't gonna like plan for us talking about matcha, but that's kind of like the connection almost. And sometimes I don't like to talk about too much, but me and Tia love matcha, and no, we have it with us right
it's
now.
It's really serious.
And sometimes it actually is serious. Sometimes it gets deep because it's about the experience. A lot of people don't like it.
You know, a lot of people have been hopping on the bandwagon though.
They are.
Yeah.
And anytime someone says, because every time I meet someone, I ask if they like matcha, because I'm like, oh, like if they say they do, then I'm like, oh, let me put you on, like, let me put you on, like, yeah. I'll show you my list, I'll add you to my notes thing. But when they don't, I'm like, no, you will. Like,
yeah,
I'm like,
you will.
You will. And I think it just takes time because I didn't like it at first. But I think it's really about the experience of going, and I make it at home too. I actually haven't in a minute. I'm trying to think of the deeper meaning behind this matcha. I don't know what it is, but it's like, let's go get matcha. And then I don't know.
Matcha
a bonding
people.
Experience. It's pretty.
It's better for you than coffee.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm not like a huge coffee person. Yeah. It's like slow release. So
yeah,
this is like a matcha advertisement. It's slow release. So it's like, it doesn't give you that like spike. And the wall that I'm looking at right now has this very vibrant green. It's actually almost like a matcha green. This wall, like, I just want to paint over it right now.
Like, let's paint it.
And so if you are a matcha lover, we love you. Maybe, I don't know what I'm going to make after this. I don't know what I'm going to make after this recording. Like, who knows? Maybe there'll be, like, some matcha element in it.
When, like, for the cover? You know what you should put for the cover? Just put matcha as the cover. That would, like, immediately people would know it's me.
No, literally.
Like, 100%. Like, I get told all the time, Tia's not without her matcha. Mm-hmm. And they're 100%
Does that
right.
ever bother you? Because, you know, sometimes, because it's, like, the same way people think about me. I don't even make sense right now. But I'm, like, no. Like, I love matcha, but I don't want to be, like, I don't be, like, oh, like, it's such a, because it was, like, a trend.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. But then I'm also really proud of it because...
No, I'm proud
I'm
of it.
I'm on a mission to try every single matcha place, at least yes. around the area. And I love, like, adding people to, like, my notes thing and, like, telling them about it. Cafes are, like, I love cafes. Like,
no,
that's,
me too.
That's a big thing. And I won't go to a cafe if they don't have matcha because...
No, 100%. I think that's a red flag for a cafe not to
no,
have
honestly,
matcha.
At this point, it's like when every cafe started adding, like, oat milk and stuff.
No, yeah.
Even though I'm on, like, an oat milk cleanse, I'm trying to not...
Drink oat milk?
Yeah, it's not good for you.
Because of the oils, right?
Yeah, like, I guess it's, I don't know. So I've reverted back to drinking whole milk, which I like. Like, yeah. I think I'm starting to like that again. But, yeah.
No, I like the aspect of, like, trying new places, ranking them, telling people about it. Like, I'll go tell my coworkers where to go for matcha, or my friends where to go.
And then, like, maybe when you, like, they go there, like, they like run into like a really cool person, or they see
yeah,
something up on the
like,
wall.
What if they go on like a little adventure because of their matcha trip?
No, like, you never know. I love traveling too and trying different places because the yes. places here, like, they're good, but like the ones that I went to, like, California, like, it was called like, I don't even know what it was called actually, but it was a whole matcha place. It was so cute. The person was so nice. Like, I think going to those small shops where they take a while to make it, but it's because it's made with love.
Love.
And they just take their time. I had this like blue spirulina one.
Ooh.
It was so good. But
no, I love traveling and trying matcha too.
Yeah, I love traveling and thrifting. That's like my big thing. Cause it's
no.
like, what are the odds that I traveled here at this time and this piece was just there, waiting for me to buy it? And then, so even if the trip was so bad, if I walked away with one really good thrift, that's all.
No, exactly. I think like my best thrift finds have been when I'm traveling. Not in Boston.
No, definitely same.
Boston's sometimes rough for thrifting, and it's expensive.
Yeah, it'd be like the places that you wouldn't expect to be good, like the local. I'm not gonna like get away with where I live, but like the local spots, like they have the goods, and because the places where people don't like really go thrifting, like there's just one spot that I always find the best skirts.
Wait,
you can message me if you really want to know.
Like, I need to go where you're going because
I always find skirts and they're like grandma skirts, but they're cheap.
I love grandma skirts. I've actually been trying to find like some long maxi skirts to wear for the summer.
Come over one day and we'll go.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been wearing skirts like honestly all summer. I can't remember last time I wore jeans. So I'm not gonna lie.
No, because like skirts are the best for the summer. Like it keeps you cool. They're flowy. Yeah. Like,
can you make me a skirt?
Like, I will. Bro, wait, what happened to you making a skirt? I thought you were going to make one.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I have an unfinished skirt right now. I kind of hate it. I did a sewing class. So, yeah, I think we're kind of similar in that way where we both, like, tried everything. Like, graphic design, honestly, for me, it's also basically self-taught because our school doesn't have that. Even though I'm doing that, are you doing the graphic design course at all?
No.
The experimental one? I wish you could. Hopefully someone drops. I'm doing that next semester, but you can also do LinkedIn Learning, guys. Maybe that's what we'll do. We should hold each other accountable for LinkedIn Learning.
We need to. There's a lot of like things that I just need to do.
Yeah, but with the sewing, I took a sewing class for like 6 weeks or something like that. I ended up making a jacket shirt.
It was so
that
shirt cute. Jacket thing. I love it.
But then I literally never touched my. Actually, no, I did. I think I had to fix a pair of pants for my brother, and I sewed. It was like literally like a patch. But I felt so proud just for doing that. But I need to pull back my sewing. I need to pull out my.
Finish that skirt. Again.
I'm like hating it now, honestly. Maybe I'll turn it into something else. But yeah, like that's what happens. I really want to make a chair. I've been wanting to make a chair.
I don't know who I was talking about this with. But like making furniture must be such a cool like job, or like making cool furniture.
But like also up, like what I really want to do is like thrift something and then like upcycle it. Like with the upholstery and I don't know. Like I really also my dad does like construction stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we have like the machines and whatever. I'm like I just want to make a chair. I don't know if that will be you, like for your thing. Like I before like recording, I was like, okay, I'll probably make a chair when I interview her, and then I'll do some embroidery for her. But I don't know. We'll really see.
Oh my god, you know what we should do? Make a chair and like it's like covered in like a like Persian rug or something. Like it's wrapped in a Persian rug, but it's like a like curved chair. Yeah.
Imagine like that's what I do, and we're just listening to this moment.
That's what you do, and you take a picture and put it as a cover. Or you could paint that. Why don't you paint a chair? Paint a chair that reminds you of me.
I'll paint the chair that you're sitting in right now. I actually love these. These are so
cute. The green chair. I love green. Wait, I feel like we've bonded over the fact that we also like green. Have we bonded over the fact that
maybe.
We like green?
Maybe. I'm literally always... Well, I'm drinking matcha often, and I'm always... Not almost always, but when I think about it, I'm wearing a green hijab, so it's like... I don't know. I'm always wearing green.
I love green. I feel like it's one of the only like colors I wear because I don't really wear color.
Now that I think about it,
I don't wear like.
Wow, maybe that's something you need to try out.
Color?
You look fire in it. But like the basic, like not the basics, but like the I guess like the neutrals and stuff is like your thing.
Yeah, I love wearing black and white.
That was basically the color. And what was the name of your collection?
Unfortunately, it was Paradise.
And that was inspired by?
Book. Yeah. Yes, it was. A book of poems about Palestine.
I'll write you a poem.
Oh my gosh, wait, that would be really cute.
That's an... Wait, there's
so many mediums that you could use.
We're just going to keep talking. And see,
I feel like this is good conversation, though.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, if you don't want to keep listening, like, you can just stop. But
stop. Just don't.
But like I love listening in on people's conversation. Not like
I no, love but
like that's
it.
Why I love podcasts. Even if we're just talking about like who knows, like guys, someone could be make imagine I post this and someone's like, I made a chair because I listened to
that'd
your episode.
That'd be really cool. I wanna make furniture.
If we this is like the perfect spot for like to
Construct?
Take
pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I also have like a little, a big backdrop that's like a white, with a white, or actually you can attach anything to it. I have like a frame, but we could use a backdrop for pictures.
There's so much. I have to get started on something today. I have to.
Yeah, I'm about to go do something after this.
Eat dinner.
eat and then like go do something. I actually get all my like stuff that I want to get done at night. I'm just more productive at night.
It's funny because my name means night, but I
am a day person.
I'm like a morning person. I get really tired. When I'm tired, I can't do anything. And yeah. I hate going to bed late because then I wake up late in the morning. And then if I wake up late,
then you're just tired.
No, I'm tired and I feel like the day is wasted and I waste more time. Like I really want to be like a wake up at 5, stay up, get my stuff done. Cause like then I have more time to be lazy if I want to. And it's still like, oh, it's 7 o'clock or it's like 8 o'clock. Like if I wake up at like 8, some people are like, I wake up at 2. Like, or like waking up at like 10 is early. But for me, like if I wake up at 8, I'm like,
I honestly wish I was like that. I feel like I'd get so much more done, but I'm a like go to sleep late, wake up late.
Yeah,
like, I hate waking up early. I dread it.
Well, maybe tomorrow you will wake up at. Tomorrow we will both wake up at 5 a.m. What am I doing tomorrow?
I have work tomorrow.
Wait, I'm online though.
Well, that's nice. But I have work tomorrow, but I don't have it until 10. So, but maybe I'll wake up early.
Find something. I literally did a whole presentation on why you should wake up early.
No, 100%. Like, I think waking up early is beneficial. I'm trying to think what
the big point for that. Well, it was like you get more time to like work out too. Because then if you push your workout, like I know some people work out like they like to do at night and stuff. But if you don't like work out the first thing in the morning, or at least for me, I'm like so distracted by this painting. It's like a person.
We need to switch spots.
No, seriously. This is what my mom was talking about. And like, she's going to listen to this and be like, this is why people won't listen. But if I don't like work out in some capacity, even if it's just like a walk or on the treadmill or something, first thing in the morning, it's most likely I won't do it later on.
It gives you energy.
To work out. Then you shower, then you have a good breakfast. And it's just like a good start to your day.
I need to get into that routine. I just need to be going to bed early, waking up early. It isn't.
And this is the big thing with my hangout. So like when it comes to hanging out with people, at least for me, I need to be productive and not in the way it's like, oh, we hang out, let's go do our homework. Like not like that. But like, for example, I feel like when I hang out with people like you or like just my other friends, like, okay, well, let's do like some brainstorming. Let's do like, let's talk about how we're going to build this routine. Like
each other.
I like to be surrounded by people who have a motive in life and like want to do better, or I don't know, like I don't like to just like, all right, let's just eat dinner
and just like
gossip, you know what I mean? Like I want to leave this hangout,
be inspired, want to get your stuff. I feel like that's how I feel every time I hang out with you, like I just like want to get my stuff together. Get everything together, get my life together.
I love that. What? No, I'm gonna ask.
You should be a life coach.
Don't even get me start.
I feel like I would hire you as a life coach.
Would you really?
Like if I'm having like just like a life like crisis or something, like I would call you up.
Literally my friend. Wait, you don't even get me started because that will get to my head. Literally, that's what, do you know Tasia? I don't know if Tasia's gonna listen to this, but like basically like one of my like bosses at work, well at school, works in MCC.
Yeah.
She like says that I'm like her life coach because she drinks energy drinks. I don't want to expose her, but she drinks energy drinks, and I've been helping her or trying to help her like quit and like because they're not healthy and stuff. And like she'll always say that I'm a life coach, but no, honestly, I really love that stuff, guys. This podcast is like basically my practice to be a motivational speaker.
It is. You'd be good at it. It literally says it on your Instagram, labeled Instagram. It says lay motivational speaker.
All right, I have to live up to it.
No, you do live up to it. You and your like story post.
Motivating people. Like if we ever hang out, like you're never going to hang out with me and I'm not going to like say some Pinterest quote. No, better than a Pinterest quote, guys. I'm better than
that. I love Pinterest quotes. I have a lot saved.
I need to start printing stuff out and putting up on my wall because I realized that the reason why I can't stick, like I can't stay inspired and motivated is because I don't see it all the time. Like just like my to-do list. I don't even want to say it because it's such a good idea and someone's going to steal it. So I have a really good idea, but I'm not going to say it. I'm going to just text Apple.
No, wait, say it and just bleep
it. So basically,
I feel like Apple's going to add something with that.
They will, and then I'll never
get But I keep like on my iPhone screen and my iPad screen, I keep like widget quotes. On my way, let's see if I can find
one. I think I had to delete that app because I have no storage.
No, like widgets take up a lot of storage, but I don't like it looks cute, so I
have
like
literally no storage.
No, I get a notification every single day saying iPhone storage is almost up, but it's because of my photos.
I know, I have so many pictures. Apparently Photo Circle, the app, is good. It's better than like the shared.
Wait, what is Photo Circle?
It's literally like, you know, like when you hang out and with your friends and then you make a shared album for that, and then you know what I mean?
Oh, there's
like,
another thing for
but
that.
It's like Photo Circle is an app that doesn't take a lot of storage, and then it sounds like an ad right now. Not sponsored, but it's like the same thing, but it just takes up less photos, so everyone can just click on it. But I had to delete that too because I didn't have storage. I needed it for something. So but yeah, so guys, putting you on
Photo Circle. I'm like gonna say that I'm gonna download it and it's just not
okay.
Because I have to get all my friends to download it and they're just not gonna do it.
I said we should go to a museum.
No, we should.
We will.
MFA. Or ICA. I really like
that. I like the ICA more.
Is it because it's contemporary?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love contemporary art.
And I love mixed, I mean, not that there isn't mixed media, but like there's more of that. Like, yeah, like there's sculptures and that.
MFA is more like historical things. Yeah. And then they have like their contemporary exhibitions. Yeah. But ICA is just
MFA is more like real art.
Yeah. And then ICA is free on Thursday nights.
Yeah. Wait, I think ICA is free all the time, actually. For students.
For students?
I think so.
Wait, I thought it was like,
or it could
15.
Be wrong.
I think it's discounted for
students. Oh, wait, or the MFA is free for students.
Yeah, MFA
wait,
is
something.
Free for students. I don't think.
Oh my God, I'm not going to be a student forever.
I still have 2 years left.
Wait, I want to like call things. I want to like predict the future. I want to like call things. Like,
okay, go ahead.
Okay, so let's do a run like back and forth. Like, okay.
Oh, so I'm going to like predict your
and
future.
And the thing is, this is on an SD or whatever it's called. So
so you're going to have ever.
Oh okay, God. Tia. And this will be, I think this will be the first episode, honestly.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, what are you going to name the, sorry. My what are you going to name the episode?
The episode? Am I going to have a name?
Are you going to like name, is it, or is it just episode one?
I don't ever thought about that.
Like, are you gonna do the episode one and then it has
no
like,
there's gonna be a name.
Name
no there's gonna be a name I just don't know when it's gonna be. Okay, so it's like an art piece, like you can name it after. Oh my God, I don't even know if I'm gonna get through listening to this. I'm gonna have to listen to this whole thing. Guys, with my podcast I never listen to them.
I just listen to it in bits.
I need an editor. I don't want to listen to it. It's so triggering when I plug in my phone in my car. Like, you know how it starts playing like Apple Play or whatever?
Yeah.
It starts playing like your old iPod songs. It plays my podcast and it's so funny that I have a podcast because I hate listening to my voice.
I hate listening to my voice as well, and I've been wanting to start a podcast.
I just gotta do it. Like, yeah. I hate listening to my voice, but I love talking and I'm very passionate about this, so.
Your voice is nice. Once again, just getting in your head, you know?
Self-criticism. What were we even talking about?
Actually, what were we talking about? Predicting our future.
All right, so Tia, you're gonna be in some, like, within the next year or two, like, there's gonna be some type of, like, exhibition, big, like, community event type thing, and you're gonna be, like, one of the leaders of it. Like, there's your work is gonna be, like, you're gonna get your moment within the next year.
In the next year.
Like, there's gonna be something. And this is aside from the fashion show, if you're doing it again. You're planning to do it again?
I think so, yeah. I'm planning to do it again.
Are you also going to be on the committee?
No, I stepped down. Yeah. Wait, did I tell you that I stepped down? I don't think I did.
Even...
Yeah, I stepped down. Wait, that's why I said that Mo is going to be marketing.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I told them I wasn't going back.
Well, that just means that you're going to have more time to dedicate to your work.
No, yeah, that's. I just want to be a designer, I think, if I am accepted.
If you're accepted. Well, we can only pray. I predict that she will get accepted. See that, and I see, like, because you know when you guys, this is why you need to write stuff down, like in a notebook. I really struggle to write, like, journal. But when you journal and then like years into the future, and then whoa, like that happened, or like this is what I was thinking at that time.
Yeah, I did that. I like wrote, I have like a bucket list, And I like write down things that I like want to complete in my lifetime. And I've like completed like two of them within college, which was the Art Expanse, which was like have a painting up somewhere.
In our school. And that was like, the first thing up, literally.
Yeah.
Was it like, the first piece up?
Yeah, it was the first, because they just built the Art Expanse. And then my other one was to do a fashion show. So, bucket.
So you're on the way. And I think that...
Hopefully.
Like, I watch a lot of, like, YouTube and things like that. And I see, like, people starting businesses and doing stuff, like, later in their years. Like, I think for us as young people, we always think that we need to do something, like, right away. Because we see all these young people doing stuff. But then also, like, when you see that you've, like, already accomplished so much just being at such a young age, like, we need to have more grace with ourselves, I think.
No, yeah, we do. I think we push ourselves. Also, I feel like it's kind of the culture at Bentley, though. Everyone just like is on
for sure, but then there's not that huge like creative community though. It's all like,
no, there isn't
finance and like we could work those jobs. Like I could have just been a finance major and worked at some big four or just some
I wouldn't get through it. I couldn't do it. I don't think I can do a non-creative job. I just
and the thing is, it's like immediately it's not going to be where the money's at. But if you stick with it,
eventually it can grow.
And I don't know. I feel like it feels more. If you feel happier.
Yeah,
you just,
it's
you're just going to be happier.
I'd rather have a more, like, fulfilling, interesting job than have a job that just makes a lot of money, personally.
And, like, some people say, like, oh, that's BS. Like, we all want money, which, like, I can get. I think it definitely depends on the person or, like, where you're at, like, your circumstances. Like, you might not even have the privilege to, like, have that time to just make art and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm definitely also, very grateful to be, like, supported by my, like, parents. Like, I still
live exactly.
home all that, but just to like explore, like I'm grateful that also I grew up in a household that just kind of let me do
whatever
what I want.
Yeah.
Especially like, I mean, I know we're like both like half Arab, but you're also like half Chinese. So that's also kind of the same dynamic, but your parents kind of let you pursue.
I think it's like same thing. Like I wasn't ever told, oh, you can't
like, you need to be a doctor, engineer.
I was never told that, even though both my parents are dentists.
Really?
So I was never told, like, you have to be a dentist too, like, or you have to be a doctor. They've just, like, been, like, me and my brother can do. I wasn't allowed to go to art school, though. That's one thing. It was always, like, I can do it as, like, a hobby kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think if I could make a career out of it, I would go to art school.
You didn't. I mean,
you self-taught. I could have. I don't know what would have happened if I went to art school.
I didn't want to go to art school, so I didn't apply to any, like, solely art schools. Like, I did apply to other schools with, like, a portfolio and stuff, but now that I look back, I'm like, wow, I wish I was taking more art classes because we have, like, none of that. But, I mean, I still love Bentley. Maybe if I didn't even go, I would have never even met you, so.
True. Honestly, I feel like you might have. Like, you're just, like, well-connected. Like, we would have, like, met you, like, on the street.
That was supposed to be a good line.
No. Yeah, we wouldn't have.
Didn't we run into each other on the street last week?
No, we did. On Newbury Street.
On Newbury Street.
It's actually crazy because I honestly believe that, like, you, like, constantly see people that, like, you're more aligned with, if that makes sense. Like, I know a lot of people that live in Boston that, like, I never bump into, and I feel like it's, like, there's a reason that I never bump into them. But then, like, I bump into you.
And so they're just, like, a sign. You bump into
it's
me
a
and
sign.
They're like, I'm going to get matcha right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Tia Hashim. It wiped the lab. Truly a pleasure to have you on the show. But my last question for you.
Okay.
Okay. So we, like I said before, we touch on a lot, but really want you, like, if there's one thing that you want to tell whoever's listening, it can be advice, it can be a thought, it could be one word, it can be a phrase, anything. Like, I'm going to give you the floor to share your lasting thoughts.
I feel like the moral of the story today is surround yourself by people that inspire you. Don't be afraid to, you know, start new hobbies, start new things, get started on whatever business you want to start in free Palestine. From the river to the sea. Palestine. From the sea to the river. Palestine will live forever.
That was cute. Bye. Thanks for listening, guys.